Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. With signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights, every Thursday night now through April, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. If it feels like you've been seeing more and more dead deer along the side of the road, well, it's not your imagination. They're everywhere right now. This is the time of year when Michigan drivers slam into deer more than any other, and the numbers are honestly insane. Michigan saw over 56,000 deer crashes last year, and November alone accounted for more than 10,000 of them. A new statewide crash report shows which counties had it the worst, and yes, Genesee and Lapeer both landed in the top 10 again. Anyone who drives Irish Road, M24, Baldwin Road, Hill Road, or pretty much any other rural stretch between Flint and Lapeer already knows how it goes. One minute, the road is nice and empty. The next minute, a deer launches out of the ditch like it's trying to take you out. Not to mention I-69. That stretch is brutal this time of year. Most of these crashes happen between October and December, but November is easily the peak. The advice hasn't changed much. Stay alert, especially at dawn and dusk. If you see one deer, you might as well assume more right behind it. And whatever you do, do not swerve. Brake hard, keep the wheels straight, and stay in your lane. Swerving is how people end up in way worse situations. And in Mackinac County, Michigan, a saline man died Saturday afternoon in a snowmobile crash in the Upper Peninsula. Rescue crews were called at 12:58 p.m. Saturday, January 3rd, to the area of Bay City Lake Road near Trail 47 in Clark Township for a reported snowmobile crash, according to the Michigan State Police. The preliminary investigation showed the driver of the snowmobile, a 61-year-old saline man, was snowmobiling on Trail 47 when it hit a bump on the trail and was thrown from the snowmobile, police said. Emergency first aid was administered at the scene, but the man was pronounced dead, police said. Drugs and alcohol do not appear to be factors in the crash. Back down to the Lower Peninsula, Traverse City, Michigan. A hospital in Traverse City was under a brief lockdown this morning after a person made an alleged verbal threat of violence. At 8:31 a.m., Traverse City Police Department said in a news release that officers were dispatched to the Munson Medical Center around 6:30 a.m. for a possible threat complaint. By 8:30 a.m., the individual was in custody. There was no longer a threat to the public, police said. There were no injuries. The lockdown was lifted around 8:12 a.m. And when we come back from this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll get to more regional and national news.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. In the long and winding case of the 2011 murder of Andrea Albert, continues with another jury trial on January 13th in Lapeer County Circuit Court. Kenneth Carl Casey Grondin III will go through another trial because the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned his first-degree murder conviction in 2018 due to a flawed jury verdict form that may have confused the jury. Grondin was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Elber, 20, of Otisville, who was shot in 2011 at the home of a relative in Mayfield Township. Grondin was Elber's boyfriend at the time of her murder. However, on February 11, 2019, Grondin's conviction was reversed and the case remanded back to Lapeer County Circuit Court for a new trial due to a defect in the verdict form. To confound the issue, Chadwick Shane Mobley emerged in 2023 as a suspect in Elber's murder from evidence found at the scene with his DNA on a cigarette butt. Because of that, Mobley was arrested, charged in Elber's murder, and was sentenced in July 2023 to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Even though Mobley was found guilty of her murder, the case against Grondin remains, and it does cast a shadow on the case against him, as he has always maintained his innocence. Since the issue with the verdict form was found, Grondin was released and has been under house arrest and ordered to wear an ankle monitor while awaiting a new trial, which he will finally get this month. Elber was found bound and shot once in the back of the head at the home of her aunt and uncle in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Michigan has a very high level of flu cases happening. The flu, which is a new variant of the virus, is running rampant across the United States. It is expected to get even worse following holiday travel. The CDC estimates there are at least 7.2 million flu cases nationwide, and Michigan has a very high influenza-like illness activity level. This year's flu is a variant called Subclade K and is different from what was expected, so the vaccine that was developed doesn't match the virus. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match the strain, it will still provide some protection against the virus. The majority of medical providers still recommend that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The CDC estimates that only about 42% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu this year. The flu is particularly dangerous for people 65 and over, pregnant women, young children, and people of any age who have chronic health problems, including asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and a weak immune system. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Louisville's Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.